speech at the convention, union president Sean Fain accused the auto manufacturer of backing out from an alleged agreement to restart production at its assembly plant in Belvidere. Attorneys for Brian Koberger claim he could face a mob mentality if a trial were held where the crime occurred. This is SRN News.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League last night, the Cleveland Guardians are up for 6 runs in the 12th inning before holding off the New York Yankees.
Lane Thomas hit a tie-breaking RBI double to open the scoring in the 12th. The highlight of the frame came when David Fry tripled to clear the bases. The loss overshadowed another power showing for New York, with Aaron Judge launching his Major League-leading 45th homer just before Juan Soto hit his 35th in the first.
That's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reporting. Other American League winners included Boston, the LA Angels, and Tampa Bay. In the National League, winners were Arizona, Colorado, Atlanta, and Milwaukee. And Interleague winners included Toronto, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, the Chicago Cubs, San Francisco, San Diego, and the LA Dodgers. This is SRN Sports. In tennis, play in the year's last Grand Slam tournament is scheduled to begin at the U.S. Open on Monday. The draw to set the brackets for the singles field will be held on Thursday. The defending champions are Coco Gauff and Novak Djokovic. The total amount of player compensation, prize money, and travel expenses increases to a record $75 million in 2024. That's $10 million more than a year ago. The women's and men's singles champions each will earn $3.6 million. Elsewhere, top-ranked men's player Yannick Sinner tested positive twice for an anabolic steroid in March, but will not be suspended because the International Tennis Integrity Agency determined the banned performance enhancer entered his system unintentionally through a massage from his physiotherapist. This is SRN Sports.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut its benchmark interest rate in September as inflation nears the central bank's 2% target, the Associated Press reports, citing officials from the Fed. While inflation in the United States may finally be coming under control, concern is now growing around rising unemployment rates as employers slow down hiring. Union Pacific